K-State Nation, this is Eddie Greer, Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State coming to you on this Monday, February 19th, 2024. The Purple Project Podcast, for those of you tuning in for the very first time, free and available whenever you get content. And we talk all things K-State athletics here. And we have a track and field postcast for you. Coming from the Steve Miller Invitation to Final regular season meet before Big 12s for K-State Indoor Men's and Women's Track and Field. The K-State track and field teams did compete over the weekend there, and Kay McCall Sr. made more headlines with another PR, this time a record for the weight throw. It passes previous PR not too far, excuse me, by an inch, with a winning distance of 71.425. Freshman Riley Marks was the other competitor with a PR as well. His was 51.575. That was good for a second place there as well. These two cats, McCall and the next I'm going to call up here, Monique Hardy, they have been themselves throughout this indoor. And Monique Hardy winning her sixth consecutive weight throw event, setting a new K-State record of 71-1. So it's been quite the winner for Monique Hardy, who now extends her winning streak to six straight contest in this event. That's got to be impressive. That's got to be impressive there for her. So congratulations to Monique on that one. And of course, another one that's kind of been laying in the weeds a little bit this indoor season, that is Shaisha Ray. Another PR meet record in the 300-meter dash with a 39 low. There to get that now as well. Two Wildcats also saw significant personal best this time in the high jump. Bryce Collins Jr. and Madeline McCabe on the women's side. Marcus Gelpie Jr. Collins, they both cleared 6:10 there in that respective high jump there as well. They finished 1-2. Bryce Collins, it was best height going all the way back to 2021 when he competed for St. Francis there. That's right. McCabe finishing a rump spot, recording a new PR himself there with a 5.9, clearing that. Well, actually her, 5.9 there as well. That's her PR since 2021 as well, when she competed for a different school, when she attended Southeast Louisiana. Sophomore Sherry Eno took first with a height of 5.10. Sophomore Lindsay DeWitt and senior Maddie Ryder also cleared certain heights as well, 5.5, third and fourth respectively there as well. Nate Collier recorded a personal best in the shot put, putting out a 54.375 there. Junior Emil Ulin fourth with a 44.9. And on the women's side, Jasmine Greer, top three finish for her in third with a 48.9-9.50 there as well. So the field teams did a lot of PRing over the weekend for the Steve Miller Invitation. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Eddie Greer here checking in with you here on this Monday. And this episode will be coming out a little later, prior to K-State taking on Tech, so another doubleheader for the Pearl Project Podcast. Begin your on Monday, folks, on that. Oh, more on Texas later, or here in just a moment here. Back to the track, right? Women's mile, right? Grace Meyer with a win. Under sub 5, 4:58. Sophomore Cecilia Fisher, right on her heels, 4:59. Callahan Stewart, 5:04 for her. Helen Gefeller, 1:23:4, 5:28 there. This was Helen Gefeller's first race in the mile. And on the other side of the coin, in the mile there, you had Tommy Hazen coming in the runner-up spot there with a 4:09. And Kirby Debenbush finished fourth with a 4:20 mile. There as well. Cats in the top five on the track side. Tavion Underwood in the men's 400, 47.8. Delaney Wright second in the women's 600-yard dash. We're going to call it 600 meters. with a 1:26. Katie Schwarzkopf finished fourth there in the meters in the women's 1,000 meters with a time of 10:37 there. And Tim Lambert in the 200 came home in 6:21.6 there. Freshman Isaac Altuve second in the long jump there. And he improved his jump by over 9 inches there as well. Others here, I think we covered it all, but for the exception of Devin Richardson, Jesse Pinkley, who couldn't compete there as well. I think we cut it all. Jordan Edwards, yeah, he was out. Claire Bybee also was out there. I think we covered it there. Ooh. Except for the men's 1,000 meters I'm looking at here. Alex Gutierrez winning that. 2:27. Kyle Johnson second. A good 2 minutes behind him. Jack Vincent, 2:30. Matthew Hauser, fourth. 2:36 there in the men's 1,000 meters. Alex Gutierrez taking that there as well. So there you have it, folks. Big 12 indoor for K-State is this upcoming weekend already. So indoor season already at doorsteps of coming to a close. But first, they got to do the conference championships there as well. So we'll talk about that down the line later on this week. So I mentioned men's basketball here. We're in this pile with that because K-State taking on Texas. Seems like all the important things are happening today. Yeah, the Daytona 500 happening later on this afternoon. And then you have K-State on the road to Texas. And I mentioned on the previous podcast, not the postcast, but the other one, the Sunday one, where I talked about K-State losing to TCU, which that did happen over the weekend, unfortunately, where K-State fought back from a double-digit deficit at home and losing on their home floor again. I think that's King's third or fourth loss now in his career at K-State at home. I might be wrong. I know he only lost like one time last year, but this year, unfortunately, it seems to be the norm. You lose to Oklahoma, and you lose to TCU. Now you go on the road, take on Texas. And Texas, you and Texas have the same conference record at 5-7. It's a blanket right now. And if the Big 12, speaking of the Big 12 tournament, right? The Big 12 had its tournament start today. K-State will be playing day one, right off the bat. That's what you're looking at, so this is a big deal right here because Texas also at 5-7. So it's going to be a tough task again. We'll just have to see, but I'm not going to hold any promises. I mean, K-State, Texas, they have the same conference record along with Cincinnati, but again, Cincinnati and Texas would be get the byes and K-State would have to play on day one. So this will go a long way if K-State can somehow get a win tonight in Austin. It could go a long way, but again, I'm not going to hold my breath on that. We'll just have to see what happens come tonight. So we'll just have to see because we don't know which team's going to show up on the road when it comes to K-State men's basketball. What we've seen all year long with this team on the road, I mean, we could get the good team that competes, or we're going to get the other team that kind of slacks off a little bit and gets behind double digits. Like, it has been a theme with this team for the last several games. You get behind, then you want to play, and then it's not. Then you waste all that energy, and then the other team shuts the door on you, whether it's a back-breaking three or a 10-0 run or something like that. So I'm not going to hold my breath to it. We're just going to be open to the idea. We'll see what card unfolds with K-State men's basketball tonight, coming off of a tough loss again, where, again, they were down double digits by 11 to TCU all the way back late, and then a back-breaking three by Jameer Nelson Jr. of TCU that sealed K-State's fate of losing that game at home over the weekend. So we'll see how much heart they have coming up for K-State tonight against Texas. That is a late tip. I don't have the time up here right now, so you can go check ESPN or go on K-State Twitter to find that out. That's game 26 tonight. Let's see if I can go and get that pulled up here before we head out. This is the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here. Excuse me for the next couple of minutes here. Let's see if I can do it. Never mind. So tonight, it's an 8 tip. Ooh. Yeah, it's going to be an 8 tip tonight down in Austin, Texas. So, huge game there. And, this is more likely you're going to have to try to set yourself up for Big 12 play. That's what you have to do right now. In this game, these three teams, Cincinnati is a part of it too, even though Cincinnati's playing someone else here this week. But, yeah, K-State, how are you going to respond? You're 15-10, 5-7 in the conference. How are you going to respond on the road? That's a question because you have not played well overall on the road. So it's kind of hard to see, if I'm honest, this K-State winning. But if they come out and from the jump, don't get behind. I mean, playing from behind is never fun because you're playing catch up, and the next thing you know, you run out of energy, whatnot, or the other team goes off on a run, or the team shoots a back-breaking jump shot to break your spirits down. It's a lot. And if K-State's going to win this basketball game, they're going to have to go make a statement the first half, go toe-to-toe somehow. I don't know how they're going to do it, but somehow you can't be always playing behind the eight ball. You just can't have it. So we'll just see what happens tonight in Austin for this basketball game on Monday night for K-State. Heading in to Austin, the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State, get it. Wherever podcasts are found, we're free and available. Whenever we do decide to post daily, or I shouldn't say content. We are 3 to 5 days. We can stuff here. I'm gonna try to get this thing back on a consistent train here as well. I know I have Alex coming up. Since it's late tip, I had a bonus schedule for Tuesday anyway, so that's kind of what I'm gonna have to go with on that. Since this game is at 8 o'clock tip, and this will go out before K-State tips off down to Austin tonight as well. But the track and field team looking pretty good, especially on the field side of things as they get ready for the Big 12 championships later on this week. It looks like it's going to be on a Friday as well. Alex Lane out there in San Diego, California. You will hear him very soon. Eddie Greer, you have been listening to another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. We are proud to be part of the family of K-State Podcast Network. Check out the latest K-State content out there. The rest of them, Bosco's Boys, Go Power Cap, yeah, 3Mall as well, and a couple more podcasting or online services you can check out for more K-State content. That's going to do it for the Pearl Project Podcast on this Monday, a doubleheader Monday. Enjoy your Monday, President's Day. We'll be back soon, probably more likely tomorrow. You'll be listening to another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. Until then, we'll see you next time. Go Cats.